News, I'm Ben Thomas. Congressional Democrats have unveiled a bill aimed at bolstering free speech protections. It follows ABC's suspension of Jimmy Kimmel Live over the comedian's comments about the reaction to the death of Charlie Kirk. And Sagar Magani reports that's a reflection of President Trump's growing power over the media landscape.
The president's forced settlements, litigation, and programming changes over content he does not like. In this case, ABC moved fast after two affiliate groups said they'd pull Kimmel's show over his suggestions Charlie Kirk's suspected killer may have been a pro-Trump Republican. The president's FCC chairman had warned the network and affiliates could face consequences if Kimmel was not punished. Asked what the suspension says about free speech,
Jimmy Kimmel is not a talented person. He had very bad ratings, and they should have fired him a long time ago. So, you know, you can call that free speech or not.
That was in the UK. While at home, former President Obama said the Trump administration's taking cancel culture to a new and dangerous level. Kimmel was asked a month ago if he felt under attack for criticizing the president.
People love to laugh, and that's never going to change, and there's nothing anybody is ever going to be able to do about that.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Trump's flying back to Washington from his state visit to the UK, where he expressed gratitude for the royal treatment he received. He and Prime Minister Keir Starmer signed a tech agreement, swapped praise, and largely sidestepped geopolitical issues. On the UK's intention to recognize a Palestinian state,
I have a disagreement with the Prime Minister on that score.
NVIDIA's investing $5 billion in Intel, saying the companies will work together on AI infrastructure and PCs. Intel stock had its best day since 1987, helping drive Wall Street to more records. The Dow rose 124 points or 0.3%. The S&P up 0.5%, the NASDAQ 0.9, all three closing at new highs. This is AP News. In Pennsylvania, a small community shaken after a shooting left three police officers dead. Lisa Dwyer has the latest.
In an area with rolling tranquil farmland near York, Pennsylvania, officers were on the scene Wednesday to follow up on a domestic-related investigation that had begun the previous day. Then shots rang out. Three police officers were fatally shot. Two other officers were wounded. The shooter was killed by police. York resident Brian Rice says they are stunned.
I grew up in this area, and it's strange walking down this road now.
Brian and his wife, Rose.
It's just a shame. I don't know how to react to a situation like this because we were never involved in a situation like
it's
this.
Rare. It's rare that this happened.
It was one of the deadliest days for Pennsylvania police this century. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.